creation. The scriptures describe so many glories of so many great spiritual fortunes. But unless one attains the mercy of the Lord, one cannot have any access to the understanding of these good fortunes. For example, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the nectar that is flowing from the Lord's lotus feet and the fortune of attaining the shelter of Lord and his devotees. So these things will remain Greek and Latin for us. As Prahlad Maharaj says, Mahiyasam Padara Jobhishekam. What is the benefit of performing Abhishek of the saffron dust particles falling from the feet of devotees or the Lord? That wouldn't make much sense to us. As much as integral calculus will not make much sense to a elementary school child. This is just one example, but there are innumerable examples of great transcendental realizations of devotees which they speak out in their maturity of the realization in great scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. But that is awakened only in the heart of a devotee when the Lord's mercy is bestowed upon him. The Lord's mercy comes in various ways at different times. But when the mercy flows in the heart of a devotee, then the Lord awakens the devotee to such transcendental realizations. Like it is said, the Lord's fragrance is more sweeter than jasmine or rose. And the Lord's voice is more sweeter than the cuckoos or the peacocks. And the Lord's beautiful face is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, how the bluish locks of curly hair fall in the front of his forehead, and his moist eyes, which look like petal of lotus, are always very charming to the heart of his devotees. And such descriptions about the Lord's beauty may cause us a momentary jerk or momentary upliftment, but that ecstasy cannot be a long-lasting ecstasy in the heart of a conditioned soul. But the revelations of Lord's greatness, kindness, beauty, his compassion, his friendliness, all these things are actually to be awakened in the heart of a devotee by Lord's mercy alone. That is why Lord told the Narada boy that although I gave you a glimpse of my darshan to you, you will not see me in this lifetime, because those who are not mature in their service and those who have not yet become completely purified, they will not get any access to me. They will not be able to see me. So this gives us a clue what is our deficiency. We haven't become mature in our service and we haven't become purified of our contaminations. But this gives a hope for all the sadhakas when they read the Srimad Bhagavatam Narada section. And it gives a great impetus for one to get a desire to become purified by making all possible endeavors to attain that platform of purity, to be taken note by the Lord, to be awarded the love of God. Because love of God is such a platform where all difficult things become very easy. Love of God is such a platform where one does not consider any injustices. All injustices, they evaporate. And one feels equanimity towards even the enemies. And all the burdens become very light. And one doesn't consider burden as burden at all. And love makes all things simple and easy in life. And love is always positive. It never considers any negative. It converts all negative into positive. So one should aspire for that love of God. That can be attained only by becoming purified of all one's contaminations. And also one gets the impetus to do service, because Lord says unless one has become matured in service, one cannot get such divine realizations. Because ultimately the divine realizations are actually a mercy of the Lord. Nobody can force it into the heart. Nobody can pretend to have it. If one wants to pretend to have it, one can have it. But ultimately, the true realizations will dawn only by His supreme mercy. So this is the right mood in chanting of the holy name, when offering prayer to the Lord. Please kindly bestow such mercy upon me, by which the stone-like heart, which is devoid of any realizations, which is simply bent upon thinking about the belly and the comforts, may that heart melt to understand the supreme aspects of Lord's mercy. So whenever we read Bhagavatam, sometimes it's amazing how the devotees are feeling such great things. So sometimes it's like a young elementary school child going to a doctorate college, not being able to understand what is going on, because Srimad Bhagavatam is postgraduate study. But still, the beauty of Bhagavatam is that when one keeps hearing it again and again, over and over again, and one is performing, hearing and chanting and dancing and practicing the Krishna conscious philosophy in the company of Lord's loving devotees, and then gradually the transcendental realization will awaken little by little by little in one's heart. Harinam Prabhu ki.